Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley's here, too. Yeah, that's right. Catherine's that Catherine. She's back. Catherine is a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. She is the author of a number of books, which she's co-authored with Kathy Elster. That's Kathy with a K. Mean Girls at Work is her new book. The first one that I knew about was called Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And she's here to talk to us about something else, though. Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a real pleasure.
Good to have you back. Okay, Catherine, you say we need a vacation. And boy, howdy, are you correct when it comes to me.
Yeah, I mean, this is the entrepreneurial, weak spot, I
dilemma.
Find, generally speaking, is that the tendency, I mean, the great thing is most business owners are very passionate about what they do, and then the dark side of that is that they have a very hard time unplugging, and it's very important to take a vacation, to take a break, to have some downtime in your mind and digitally speaking, so that you can actually restore your energy and think more strategically about your business.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's no question about it. And I, you know, I'm nodding my head. People are nodding their head all over the world listening to you right now, Catherine,
yeah.
Because they know what you're talking about. It's not anything. It's nothing that is designed. Is it? It's not like we decided it. We made a decision. We're intentional. It's one of those natural phenomena that happens when you go into business for yourself, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and also there are things that we tell ourselves, Jim. You know, we tell ourselves that if we go on vacation, our clients will find other people or other companies to work with.
It's a concern.
Yeah, we tell ourselves that if a problem arises and we're not there to solve it immediately, they'll fire us. We tell ourselves that the competition may get an edge on us. We tell ourselves that there's too much to do, so you can't
afford it.
We can't afford it, and what I would argue is you really can't afford not to take a
vacation.
Well,
there's one other thing that we got to stick in there.
Yeah.
In the early days especially before you get any kind of critical mass, and if you don't have a good banking relationship.
Yeah.
So many small business owners literally live on their cash flow.
Right.
And if you're gone, and if that impacts cash flow, you can't do anything about it or as much about it if you're on vacation. And, I mean, I've lived through this. People are living through this all over the place.
Right.
It's a real – taking a vacation sounds like a great idea. Nobody doesn't want to take a vacation. But what we need to do is separate between the things that are real and the things that we manufacture, don't we?
We do. And we also need to be real about the fact that sometimes – there are times during the year – I don't know if it's true all over the United States, but I will tell you that in August in New York City, it's dead. And no one makes really strong decisions, and everyone else is on vacation too. So you really have to consider the wisdom of hanging in there when nothing is happening, you know, or when it's a slow business cycle. And also, even if you are concerned about cash flow, number one is you can throughout the year at least create a little bit of reserve for your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But number two is to realize that very often, and we've seen this over and over again with small business owners, when you go away is when the check arrives.
Right.
It's sort of the business version of a watch pot doesn't boil,
right,
you know?
Right. So what do you think
when
about...
When you're always checking the mailbox, they don't always come.
What do you think about taking long weekends?
Does that qualify
as a vacation?
No. I mean, it qualifies as
tough.
Downtime. I am tough. I'm very tough about this. I think you need to take a full week.
A full week?
Yep. And if you need to check your email, you can do it first thing in the morning and last thing in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the brain, I mean, they've done studies about this. When the brain is on overdrive for too long a period of time, mm-hmm. your thinking actually becomes poor, your concentration fades, your decision-making becomes worse. So,
and you lose perspective. That's one thing. I will tell you this, folks.
That's right.
When you go on vacation, I remember even the times when I carved it out, and I'm telling you, it was rough. I mean, it was my family had a good time, but it was agonizing for me because of my business was so young in those days.
Yeah.
It really was. It wasn't as relaxing for me as I wished it had been, but I will tell you this. I gained some different perspectives while I was gone. When I came back, I benefited from that.
That's right. And your brain gains a different perspective by resting. And that's really the point, I think, is that we need to physically, you know, our first book, the national bestseller called Working With You Is Killing Me,
mm-hmm.
we had this whole thing called physically unhooking. And what that meant is that to solve any business problem, you need to flush the toxins out of your body. You need to be able to give your mind and body a brief rest before you come back to the problem and try to tackle it again. And so a vacation is really a concentrated period of time to do that, but it's needed because there's accumulated stress, accumulated weariness
mm-hmm.
that really affects you if you don't take a break.
But you got to here's the thing though, Catherine, you got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
In increments that where the preparing for and the taking of the vacation doesn't add more stress to you.
Correct. And you need to find...
I mean, that is possible.
No, you're right. You're right. And you also have to put systems in place, Jim.
Yeah.
So that if you're not there, who can handle a situation that comes up, you
right.
know? And this is another thing. Business owners have a hard time relinquishing control, especially in the early phases, because they think they're
learn, the only one. You got to have somebody delegated. First, you got to have somebody you can trust to delegate
yeah.
to, and then you got to actually delegate it to them.
Yes,
and that was
the most
that was not easy
thing.
For me to learn.
That's right. It's not easy for any of us. The most important thing is to put it in your calendar. So, in other words, it starts with you need to mark off the date
mm-hmm.
and commit to that,
mm-hmm.
and the universe and your business can organize around that once you commit to that time.
I am laughing because folks, I'm with you on this. I mean, this is tough. And Catherine, you're not in some ivory tower. You live this too, just like the rest of us
do. I live it every year.
Yeah, yeah. Catherine, we need the website, please.
It's K, the letter K, squared, enterprises.com.
All right, so check that out and then find out more about the books there. Mean Girls at Work is the new one. We're going to talk about Mean Girls. I'm going to get that conversation going right after the next break, and I'm going to try not to get into too much trouble in the process. 20 after, right back with Catherine Crowley. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.